Next up is... Oh, that's not Pie Face.
Next up is Bowser 89.
Yeah, next up is Bowser 89.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She's no part of your sadistic little games. This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you? Please explain to me why you do this to yourself, because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this!
It's just a feeling, you know. You ever get that feeling? Like one moment you're watching television with your family, or maybe having dinner with a loved one, and it just creeps in like a cobra. You just want to cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
Okay, look, remember last year you were going on and on about a T-Rex? That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you won't let it go.
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand?
Does anyone even like Jingle Bells? It's on like 24/7 this time of year, and people pretend it's a good song and fun to sing. Well, I have news for you. It's crap. Please. Just leave me alone. Just stop it, okay?
What'd you think, Trick-or-Tree?
There were some really nice moments in this, and some of it fell flat. Okay, you didn't start off on a good note. The whole don't hurt her thing, didn't sound frantic or anything like you even cared. And I would have liked you to care, because how am I supposed to care if you don't care? I like the second half of the you took all the awesome from everyone else line, and I really like the you're better than this line. I thought that was solid.
The awesome line, the last half to me should have been more. It sounded like he was trying to be quiet and couldn't yell. Like when he was firing the machine gun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get any kind of, like, I wanted, like, more power from that line.
I get that.
Since that's the way he was going with it.
I don't know, maybe just because the first part of it was so dull, I liked the second half. And then if you built on the you just want to cut something line, I think that it would have been stronger, and I would have liked it more, but... Because otherwise it was just a creepy accent to me.
By the way, everybody loves that line that I wrote the best, and I want you to know that.
Okay.
They don't like your lines, they like all my lines.
Okay.
Just wanted to tell you that.
That's why they've been doing about even, sure.
Everybody's been using that cutting line.
Okay.
They've all been failing on it, but they like it.
The T-Rex line didn't sound... strong enough to me.
The T-Rex line had no point of view, and to me it seemed like a waste of a line. I didn't understand where you were coming from on that line.
Yeah. The mutually beneficial line, on the other hand, it was so contrary to like what you would get from that line, which is sort of a sex bomb thing. You made it this sweet thing, and I liked that. I liked that you took something different with it. A lot.
I didn't like your Brooklyn accent with the Jingle Bells. It didn't sound like it wasn't a great accent.
Yeah.
But I like that you kind of did the. I like the choice you made with it. I like your choices a lot. Yeah. I don't always like your follow through.
Yeah, I liked a good portion of these. I just didn't like entirely how they came out. That's all I gotta say.
It wasn't bad, but to me, it wasn't like super memorable. So we will see what happens. Dun dun dun. Next up.
Next up is Majin Buu, another Zach.
Oh dear, not Majin Buu. He's just got a bunch of Donald Duck voices.
If you say so.
We'll see. I better not hear one. If I hear one Donald Duck voice, I'm not putting him through.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Stop touching my
mother! I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, could you at the very least kiss me?
I got this toy from the toy store and brought it home. And then my mommy took it and threw it in the trash. It made me sad.
So I told Ricky to meet me later today, and he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jesus, man, just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can, and he tells me his mother bought the wrong kind of mustard for his peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech Sweet Nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself. Grow up and stop leaving your shoes everywhere!
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come over here right now and tell me this little secret of yours. 1 foot long monster wiener, please, and hold the bun.
Remember last year? You were going on and on about the T-Rex. That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it! There never was a T-Rex, and it pisses me off that you won't let it go!
They say the Williams boy across the street wrestled a polar bear and won. A polar bear! Can you believe that? If I had a pet polar bear, I'd name him Chris Jericho.
This is all your fault! You sucked it all up! No more awesome for the rest of us!
Well, you know what I have to say to that? You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
Trick-or-treat.
Yeah, Dylan.
I heard the Donald Duck voice. First line, Donald Duck voice. I'm not putting him through.
What was that line?
I don't want a repeat of Drek or Nixon. I do not want, which is a shame because this was the best demo yet. But I'm not putting him through.
Well, I mean, he only did it for a line nobody could understand.
Doesn't matter. I don't want it.
All right. If everyone else sucks enough that we can't put Majin through, that we, you know, need to put Majin through, then I'm going to make you go back on that. But otherwise.
Nope. If you want him, you have to save him. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
I draw the line at Donald.
Okay.
There never was a T-Rex, Trigatree. There never was a T-Rex. He said T-Rex.
Okay. I didn't hear it.
Instead of T-Rex.
I'm wearing my crappy headphones, though.
Well, I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
I know.
I didn't know you could go so high and squeaky, though, Majin. I was impressed with your little kid voice and how squeaky some of your... You had a good range in this. Too bad you did the Donald voice.
I like the little kid line because at first I thought it was bad acting, but then when you got to the very end of it, it was like, that was funny. That was actually funny. So, and then the kiss
me line
was
cute. Too bad you
did
the Donald line.
And Ricky yelling through the phone was funny. I didn't like the Cinderella line, but I did like what sounded to me like a creepy old Asian man on the secret line. And then on the Won't Let It Go line, I liked the first part of it, but on Won't Let It Go, it fell flat. And the last line was amazingly badassly mixed, I'm just gonna say.
It's a shame he did the Donald voice.
Alright. Next is...
No, you don't understand Trigatree.
What?
When I said he better not do the Donald voice, I'm not putting him through before, I was joking. I didn't think he would actually do the Donald voice.
He does it for his fans, you know.
It makes me sad that he's that predictable.
What
fans?
I don't know.
Everybody that's his face, they've already heard the Donald voice 200 times. I don't want to hear that Donald voice ever again on Act It. Ever. Okay, so Scott Oka's up next.
1 foot long monster wiener, please. Oh, and hold the bun.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. No more awesome for the rest of us. Well, you know what I have to say about that. You won't be awesome when you're dead, now will you?
I've always wondered what it would be like to be a flying pig. Send the world into shock and watch gleefully from above the cascade of awkward awareness.
Please, just leave me alone. Just stop! Okay?
I think that if you look just a little deeper, just a little bit further beneath the surface, you'll see that we could be very mutually beneficial to each other.
I would do anything to make you love me. So please, in consolation, can you at the very least kiss me?
Look, I'm going to say this once more, and once more only. I pulled some pieces for you. Either accept the pieces, or don't.
But at least acknowledge them! What do you mean, why? Do you have to question every single decision I make for my life? You no longer have any control over me. Do you understand? Remember last year? You were going on and on about the T-Rex. That was last year, okay? I don't want to hear anything more about it. There never was a T-Rex. And it pisses me off that you won't just let it go.
If you want to keep your eyes nice and comfy in your sockets, then you will come here right now and tell me this little secret of yours.
Okay. I liked the fact that you had Let's Get It On in the background of that Monster Wiener line.
Yes. Although the actual delivery of the line
yeah, unfortunately. Fell flat. Unfortunately, yeah. If you hadn't had Let's Get It On, I wouldn't really have known what you were going for. Your psycho laugh was a little better than any of the other ones we've heard tonight, I think.
I liked the psycho laugh. As far as the psycho laugh goes, I think it was pretty win.
I liked the just stop okay line a lot.
Just stop the leave me alone one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That was great. The flying pig line, I didn't particularly like. I think you needed to sound more ponderous, like you actually had a point of view, like you were actually thinking about it. It didn't sound good to me.
Don't do that Scottish accent anymore and act it.
That was horrible.
Don't do it anymore. That's like the Donald Duck voice to me now, except the Donald Duck voice is pretty good.
Yeah.
Unlike that accent.
The kiss me line, it was almost good, but it was a little too staccato for me. What that means is clipped. It's a music term. Anyway.
I think most people know what staccato means, Tregatry. Most people have had piano lessons or something.
No, they haven't. This is 2010.
You guys write a message on the forum and tell me whether or not you already knew what staccato meant. I think most people do. It's 2010, Tregatry.
Hey.
I feel like you've gotten better since last season.
Yeah, I definitely think so, too.
And I'd like to see you move on this time. If anyone what?
I don't remember where I was going with that.
I've been right, by the way. I was right about that McTricky monologue.
What?
Never mind. The fact that you didn't do that pulling pieces line in an effeminate tone makes me like you a lot.
Yeah, he went for the deep gay guy, I guess.
Actually,
he wasn't even gay. He was just...
Well, he might have been, but it was a deep voice guy instead of an effeminate guy.
And then I like the calm threat on the phone call line. That was great.
I like you, Scott Oka,
mm-hmm.
this time. So I hope you go through.
Yeah.
Oh, next up. Are we done with this guy?
Yeah.
Are we?
All right. Up next is...
Humility.
This is Humility's demo reel for Act It Season 3. Enjoy.
Don't give me that shit. You knew when you signed up you'd be scrubbing floors, so don't screech Sweet Nightingale and demand a damn Prince Charming. This is real life. Get over yourself. Grow up and stop leaving your shoes everywhere.
Whatever you do, please don't hurt her. She has nothing to do with your sadistic little games.
Hey, I said no, Mr. Stapler. This is not Noah's Ark. You cannot have the Staples exit 2x2. Don't make me send in the flood.
This is all your fault. You sucked it all up. no more awesome for the rest of us? Well, you know I have to say that. You won't be so awesome when you're dead now, will you?
I'm afraid of the dark. Unfortunately, I live right next to the darkest door. To the darkest stairway, to the darkest portion of the house. I don't know what I'm afraid of exactly. Ghosts? Serial killers? Vampires? Chills run up my spine and I just... freeze. There's no stopping it. Rather have whatever I fear. Just take me then and there.
So I told Ricky to meet me later today. And he just starts yelling at me through the phone. I'm like, what? 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 Jesus, man. Just calm down and speak clearly. So he finally gets to the point where he can. And he tells me. His mother brought the wrong kind of mustard for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Please explain to me why you do this to yourself. Because I'm at the point where I will leave if this disintegrates further. You're better than this.
It's just a feeling, you know. You ever get that feeling? One minute you're watching television with your family. Or maybe having dinner with someone you love. And it creeps in. Like a cobra. You just wanna cut something. Not enough to kill, mind you. Just a little slice. Just to watch the blood come to the surface.
1 foot-long monster wiener, please. And hold the bun. Thanks for listening.
Humility.
Humility.
Do you want to do your standard, like, speech about the introing and outroing
demos? I already said it once.
Yeah, but he probably didn't listen to it. He might not.
All right, in case you're one of those people who just listens to your part, for future reference, in the rest of the challenges for Act It, please don't preface or follow up with anything other than what you've been given, i.e. the script. Like, don't say this is my demo reel. Although, since it wasn't mentioned, I'm not taking anyone down for it. I'm just saying, in the next couple of rounds, please don't do it. It wastes time.
Okay, so, I liked your accent on line one.
Yeah, I love the voice on that was great for me.
Here's the thing with you. I don't know what you were doing on line two, but it was really funny. Like, the way you read it was really weird.
I think he was trying to use reverse psychology on whoever had kidnapped the girl. Or hurt her.
Well, like, then I noticed he was delivering like that, like, in every line. Like, he would say a few words and stop, then say a few words and stop. And it kind of became a bit much after a while.
Oh, I only noticed it on that second line. That's the only one I noticed it on.
It was on a couple of the other ones, too. And it bums me out because I really liked his monologue, but I did not like this. You're afraid of the dark line. It was really hard to understand, too.
I don't think that you acted the haunted house line that well. You didn't sound scared enough. It sounded kind of false to me. I thought the stapler line, though, was really funny. The voice you took on the line after that was also great to me. And I liked the delivery on the mustard line. And I really, really liked the I'm gonna leave line. The very matter-of-fact tone you had on that. Like, if this goes on any further, I'm just gonna go.
I don't understand. Okay. We just have different views on this demo then. I didn't like it at all.
I think it was too too dependent on voices for you to like it, Dylan.
Maybe. I don't know. I just didn't like it. Yeah, maybe there wasn't enough acting for me.
I just hit my head on my mic.
Good.
On accident.
You know what else I didn't like?
What?
Majin Buu's Donald Duck voice.
Uh-huh.
If I ever hear that Donald Duck voice again on acting, I'm going to
You're going to explode.
Bite my pillow. Yes.